News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As you heard from Shane, it was a long weekend marred by incidents of violence. And it is one of those to which we turn first, which is the killing of a man in Dublin city centre following a pursuit. Mick O'Toole is with us. He's crime and defence editor of the Irish Mirror, and Irish Daily Star. Mick, this is a horrendous case. Can you bring us up to speed on what happened?
Morning, Anton. Very brutal. The victim is a man called Kayum Balogun. He is a Nigerian national, but has spent most of his life in Dundalk, County Louth. He's a student, but he appears to have had a part-time job as a DJ stroke promoter. Now, he was at a gig with I think hundreds of other people in Grafton Street. There was trouble outside after the gig on Grafton Street. A fight broke out between, it appears to be, two rival groups. Now, at this stage, Gardaí would believe that Mr. Balogun was stabbed once in the arm on Grafton Street. He then ran for his life along Johnson's Court, which links Grafton Street and Clarendon Street just behind it. There, he was pursued by his attacker or attackers. They caught up with him just as he turned the corner onto Clarendon Street, and he was stabbed twice more. So the fatal injuries were inflicted on Clarendon Row after he tried to escape his attacker or attackers.
And the Gardaí, I assume, in terms of investigation, one of the things that will be advantageous for them is that area must be absolutely festooned with CCTV.
It is right in the heart of South Central Dublin. There will be probably dozens of CCTV cameras in that area. I was at the scene yesterday. There was a significant amount of Gardaí, uniformed detectives, forensics officers, divisional search teams. And one of the things they will be looking for is CCTV. But Gardaí have also issued an appeal. People may have been in the area. There may be camera phone footage. People may even have dash cams. So Gardaí in Pier Street, where the investigation is based, are appealing for witnesses to come forward, especially anyone who has any footage.
And presumably the expectation would be that there would be a fair few witnesses, because I realised this was 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning. But nonetheless, at that time on a bank holiday weekend, you would expect the streets to be still relatively busy.
Yes, I understand there were quite a lot of people in the area. So look, they have CCTV. They're looking for more witnesses. I don't think they'll have a shortage of people coming forward. There would have been quite a lot of people in the area.
Has the family of the victim said anything?
No, as I said, the family live in Dundalk and County Ireland. His father was actually in Lagos in his native Nigeria. He's flying back today. We understand that last night he was stopping off in Cairo Airport, so he should be back later on today.
Now, obviously, the question will be whether or not this points to a broad lack of safety and risk in the city centre, or is it a one-off bizarre incident? What's the Gardaí view?
The Gardaí got to the scene very, very quickly. There's this, they have high visibility patrols in Dublin city centre. They got there within, I think, about 3 minutes, and it was Gardaí who carried out CPR on Mr. Balogun before he was transported to St. James's Hospital. Gardaí can't be everywhere. There have been increased patrols in the area. It's probably too early to say if this is a trend. Gardaí are really focusing on trying to solve this murder first.
Mick, thank you very much. Mick O'Toole, crime and defence editor at the Irish Mirror and Irish Daily Star. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. If you'd like to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.